having a wonderful week or had a wonderful week. Normally on Fridays we have kind of a kickback show so that you're able to kind of relax more, and we bring in some nice divine energies. And the show tonight's dedicated to question and answers for the Creation Light Ship. If anybody wants to ask about healings, you can do so. And we may do a sample healing now and then through the show here. So we're going to first do some entity releases for people. This way you can become more in your body, be a little more responsible, and hopefully be able to connect more with your spirit since you're in your body more. So here we go. Taking away entities from you, going from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. And we're doing this right now. And again, just sit back, relax, nothing for you to do. This is not like, we'll say, earth-based modalities or healings, because the Light Ship is doing this. The Light Ship is what created you, and they know all about you, so this is what's happening. So normally on earth-based healings, you have to do some work, do something to move the energy. With the Light Ship, it's not needed. So here we go. Working with the middle part of your body. And we're now going up to your shoulders. And now we're going to the top of your head. And there we go. So now we're going to bring in more of your spirit back to you. And we're going to collect the parts of you that left through the pain and trauma that you probably experienced maybe during the last week here or whatever. It depends when you came onto the show how much of you have actually have left you. Some people normally throughout their lifetime lose probably at least 80% of their spirit energy. So it all depends how much trauma you had, maybe bad luck, etc. So anyway, this is what happens, is that when we get out of love energy, we get into mind energy, and the mind energy, again, brings in entities and other things like this. This is why we release them from you, so you can be more heart-centered. So on a count of 10, as you come more into your body, here we go. Coming in, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so again, just kind of sit back and relax here. And you may feel your energy coming into your body. You might feel warmer. You normally would feel heavier if you were out of your body. And as you come in, you're going to feel a little more denser and a little heavier. As your spirit connects with the density with you, you're going to actually be able to feel that. As the divine energy comes and mixes with your physical life form. We're going to do a chakra alignment now. And we had a question from Ed about the seventh chakra. We don't work with the seventh chakra down here as far as healings, because the seventh chakra is a spiritual energy. And the Light Ship is mainly concerned with your six chakras, which are in the physical arena here. So that's probably the reason why they don't work with that. It's not that it can't be contaminated, but typically most people still have their connection through their whole chakra system, so it's not really needed. It doesn't carry any judgment energy to it. The only way your seventh chakra could probably have a problem would be if you had maybe some off-planet interference. But basically, this show is about working with your physical body, and those six chakras work with that. So here we go. I'm going to go to your heart center first. Position that if you wish so it's properly. And you want to just feel the energies. As your chakras get realigned, go to your throat chakra now, moving that a little bit here. Good. And third eye, that's good. Going below the heart, power chakra, that's good. Second chakra, well, that's way off for some of you people here. There we go, coming in, good. And first chakra. Do an opening now. So go to the heart center first. So use the word spin to command the energy. So spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. And second chakra, spin, 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 open. Boy, it's kind of rough for some of you. First chakra, spin, 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 open. When I do the openings, my voice automatically stops and says open when it needs to, you know, when the chakra is completed. So I'm not in the mind at all. It's just working automatically. And we'll now do the mind to heart drop. And if this is the first time that you listen to the program, just think of an elevator. And the 10th floor is on, say, your forehead. This is where your thoughts would be. Say, between your ears. And your first floor of the elevator will be your heart center, where your spirit resides. So we're going to drop that mental body, your awakening consciousness, your ego, you know, many names for it, down into your heart center. And you know that you're there when you think, and your thoughts come from that area. If you don't have the thoughts coming from there when you're thinking, then you're not in your heart center. You're not connected there. So if you do feel that, you're there. If you don't, then you want to keep practicing this on your own until you can finally connect to your heart center. Remember, this is not a mental process. You will know instantly when you're there because you have a completely different feeling. So if you think you're there and the thoughts are still in your head, you have not done this successfully. And I recommend doing this probably 3 to 5 times a day. You can do the same exercise that I'm doing here. It's very simple. I'm going to drop you down. You can count to yourself if you wish. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And dropping down some more. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. I'll just put some music on so you can stay in your heart center. This may be a brand new experience for you. And just connect there. It's where you're going to find peace and love and your spirit. see if Sylvia's out there in cyberspace. Sylvia, are you around?
Hi, I'm here, and welcome, everyone. And it's Friday night, and it's a wonderful time for us to get together and talk about the light ship and answer any questions that you might have about the light ship or about the healings that Ron does. And it's just a good time to relax at the end of our week so that we can have a nice heart centering and go into our weekend in that beautiful heart energy. So, Ron, you mentioned a little bit ago about the necessity of being in our heart, getting out of the mind energy. And it'd be great if we can talk about some of the specific healings that you do that particularly help people to, first of all, be able to get into their hearts and to be able to connect with their own divinity there and get their guidance. So I know that that seems like a very natural process to anyone who's able to do that. But when we're living on the earth and things are, you know, we haven't experienced that in sometimes people's whole entire lifetimes, then the process of doing that sometimes feels very difficult for them to do. They may have barriers, their heart may be closed off, they may have different blocks and densities and so on that actually prevent them from being able to connect with their spirit in that way. So what's the best advice you have for people that want to reverse that process that's happened to them on the earth plane and reconnect with their own divinity?
Okay, the easiest way just to get back into your body with your spirit is just to pinch yourself. So that's one way. Once you pinch yourself, your spirit will normally come born to your body. So you may be doing that now as I'm saying this here. And if you feel a little more awake, a little more alert, that's only because your spirit came more fully into your body. Another way we can do a little exercise here. We haven't done this for a while. So the words to this, and maybe somebody could type on the fast chat here. And if you're not on the fast chat, you may want to get on it to ask questions. This is how we get our communication with people online here. What you want to do is say the affirmation, and you can write this down if you wish. It's very simple, which is, I now increase my life force energy. Very, very simple. I'll say it again. I now increase my life force energy. And what you want to do to attune your body to kind of wake it up so that it knows what you're doing, you want to put your hands in front of you, kind of like you're doing a prayer, and move your hands apart, and you want to have your palm chakras kind of read the energy. This is not a mental exercise because your mind won't know what it's doing, okay, but your body does. So move your hands far apart. We'll just say go probably 2-3 foot apart, and bring them in slowly, and you're going to find probably body width, maybe up to about 6 inches probably. You're going to feel like you're compressing a invisible ball or like a spring. And when you feel that energy, that's where your energy field is. So what you want to do then, before you say the affirmation, is you want to move your hands. You can say it and then move your hands apart. Excuse me. So say the affirmation. I now increase my life force energy. Remember, you want to say it out loud because you're in the physical form here. If you say it inside of your mind, then you're in the mental arena. If you write it down, you're in the mental arena. But you want to say it out loud to tell every cell of your body what's happening. So you say it, you move your hands apart, say it out loud, and bring your hands in again. And each time you say it, after about 10 times, you're going to notice that your hands are quite a ways apart from your body. So we'll do it right now together. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy. And sample and see where you are. Now pull your hands apart. I now increase my life force energy. Okay, and again, sample. And I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. 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 So that's probably enough. You can go on as long as you want, but you should probably be with your hands out alongside of you now. And the more you say it, the more you're going to feel uplifted. And if you want to say it 100 times, that'll be very, very wonderful for you. I'd recommend doing this probably 3 times a day, if not more. And you're going to find your whole energy system will change. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Sylvia. So that's two ways that you can help yourself out during the day. If you're driving your car and it's late at night and you're very tired, you might want to say this out loud. Remember, you want to train your body for about a week doing this 3-5 times a day, okay? So do it for a week, and then you won't have to move your hands. Just moving your hands just tells you mentally that something is happening so that your mind can kind of take hold of this and say, yeah, this is really happening to me, because your mind naturally, you know, is a very curious thing. The more you give it, the more it wants, and it keeps going on and on. But your body is actually being conditioned. So once it's conditioned, it can do it instantly without moving your hand. So this is how you want to work this. So back to you, Sylvia. Maybe you can add something on that if you need to.
Okay, well, I think I'll just go to the fast chat first, because we've got some really interesting questions and requests on the fast chat. So a couple that I haven't seen before. So one is from Chris, and they're asking if we can do an opening for the other chakras in the body, like chakras in the knees and wrists and elbows.
Okay, so let's do that. So we'll do those three. And it's good that you asked that. If you had a problem in your life, maybe let's just say you just got through a falling down and you hurt your knee, and you maybe have a bandage on it or something. Well, that chakra probably has a problem. Or most more so, we'll say you had an operation. Well, at that point, you're not going to have almost 100% of the time energy flowing below your knee to your bottom, to your leg, to your ankle, to your foot. And so you want to open up that chakra so that the rest of the body beneath that can't have healing. Otherwise, you're not going to have any energy there. I don't know what would happen if it was cut off for quite a while. I know I have worked with people. One lady, for instance, I think she was probably about, I'm just guessing, I'll say early 50s. And throughout her whole life, she had cold feet. And with her, what happened was, I think when she's probably about 6 years of age, I think a horse, she said, stepped on her feet. I don't know how it got both feet, but that's what I can kind of remember. This is probably about 20 years ago. So I did this work with her, you know, reposition the chakras in her feet, and also, you know, through her legs and stuff. And all of a sudden, she just always wore a blanket on her knees going down to her feet and have her feet wrapped up, regardless of what temperature it was. So that fixed her. Another person I worked with was very strange, as another lady. And she was very embarrassed because her hands would always drip sweat. I mean, they're like wringing wet with water. So she's afraid to touch people, to shake hands, because all of a sudden you would feel like you got slimed, literally, because her hands were that wet. So I did some work with her and opened up her chakras, and all of a sudden her hands became warm again. Why they were dripping with water, I have no idea, but that's what happened. So anyway, that's some information for you. So here we go. We're going to work with, we'll do your ankles first. Open up those chakras. Now, when I do my clearings, this is behind the scenes information here. I use a pencil. So I have a brand new pencil here, at least it's sharpened anyway. And when I do the clearings, I put little squiggles on the paper. And the paper holds the energy from the healing that I'm doing with people. Sometimes it gets so heavy that you can actually put your hand over the paper, and it will actually hurt your hand about 6 inches on top of it because there's so much energy there. Remember, this is all negative energy. So right now I'm clearing out the chakra in your ankles, and we'll do an alignment here. What I'll do is just count to 10 to align it for you so you can have an indication on how it feels. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, your ankle is perfectly in alignment. And now we're going to do your knees. And here we go. We'll do both knees at the same time. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do your hip sockets, hip joints, okay? That's what I think was requested there. So here we go. And you might get a big surge of energy going into your legs now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm going to put some music on just momentarily here so you can actually sample. I would like you all to get up and walk around and see how your body is responding now to having these chakras opened up. Like most of you are back now, so we have another request to bring more of your spirit into your legs. So you may want to sit down for this one here. And what we're going to do is your spirit normally enters your body for most people typically three ways. One, it could walk into you straight ahead. Another way, it could come in through your heart. Another way, it could come in through the top of your head, through your crown chakra. Normally, your spirit doesn't want to go below your waist. Because it does not want to be here through all the traumas. So it kind of learns that, and it goes, I don't want to go down too far into the body because I want to get a quick getaway. And so what happens is we suffer from that because we have a problem with our legs typically as we get older. So what we're going to do now is, in a sense, we're actually going to force, kind of a rough word to use maybe, but we're going to force your spirit into your legs. And so by doing so, we're going to command it to come into the bottom of your feet. Remember, I said the word command. This is how we have to work with the energy. And instead of having it come in through the top of your head, we're going to go through your feet. So here we go. Coming in, you might feel a little dizzy. We're going to reverse the process here. So it's going to come out of your body, come in through the bottom of your feet, waist, and coming in, and coming out and in, 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 out and in. Out and in, 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 out and in. There we go. And I do a special healing like this, except I do one that goes through your whole lifetime and integrates your spirit properly into your body. This is one of my whole life clearings. So if you have felt a change now with you, remember, you're living your past. So every energy that you ever had in this lifetime is with you, along with all your past lives. But if you're in your body improperly at a certain age or a certain time, you will never have a complete healing because your body is divided up into, like, we'll just say milliseconds throughout your life. And so if that part is not addressed, you will never have a healing completed with you. It can never be 100%. So anyway, walk around again. I'll put some music on so you can actually sample and see how you feel. And you should feel a little heavier in your legs, which is a very good sign because you're having healing into your legs right now. And I'd like to just ask on the fast chat if anybody now has maybe warmer legs, maybe warmer feet right now. Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, the first question I have is, can you give us the name of that clearing that you mentioned, which is the whole lifetime clearing for putting the spirit back into the body properly?
Boy, let me see here. I don't have my list in front of me here. I think it's probably called like a spirit integration healing.
Spirit integration healing.
So that's what I think it is. So that's what I do. And you feel much better afterwards because all your connections are connected to you with your spirit. And this is great because if you were out of your body for maybe you're in the hospital out of your body for 6 months because of some situation. Well, this puts your spirit back into your body, and you can have healing now. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I'm sure that people will love to get that clearing, so that's great. And we had some wonderful comments on the Fast Chat about people feeling a lot more in the bottom half of their body, so that's great. And we have a request, from Kyle if we can do that same process for our arms.
Okay, sure, we'll do this here. So here we go. So we'll just tune into your arms here. And here we go. Clearing it out right now here. Doing the clearing. And again, you may wish to have that spirit integration to help you out with this here. Like I say, if any of these tend to resonate with you or you feel better, it means that you have a problem in that area. So you may want to have the complete healing done for yourself. And here we go. I'm going to count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just check out your arms and turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, just let everyone experience those beautiful clearings and healings so far. And in the meantime, let's talk about the light ship and answer some of the questions. So I see one question. Someone would like to hear you explain about how you found out about your connection to Jesus and to the light ship. Would you like to talk about that? I know you don't like to talk about yourself too much.
Yeah, I don't like to talk about. Basically, I was in his body when he walked the earth. I was the healing light being that was with him continuously throughout his healings. And I guess, worked with the other, with the light ship and brought people to the light ship, much like we do on this show here, for healings for people. So that's it, basically. I don't like to get into that too much. It's, for me, past life stuff doesn't really amount to that much. You yourself, everybody knows maybe what they've experienced in the past, and in this lifetime, it doesn't really mean that much because you're living this lifetime right now. Just that I chose to come back in this lifetime to help people because Jesus was not going to come to the earth plane and is not going to come because there's no venue for him. He would not be accepted by any of the churches that talk about him because they don't go by his teachings. His teachings are just very simplistic, which is to go into your heart. You don't need false gods outside of yourself to pray to, or deities or idols. So he had no venue, and this is what we decided from the light ship before I incarnated here. And so we figured that the best way to reach people would be to actually do healings, because the healings would stand up on their own integrity. We're talking about a bunch of words and things would not necessarily work in today's society because everything is out there and there's so much misinformation being told to people. But the healings would stand you know, on their own. So this is why we decided to do the healings for people. And that's basically it. Throughout my life, when I used to go to church, I would actually physically see from the past lives when Jesus walked the earth, looking out of his eyes. I would actually see what he did for miracles, and it all come in color because I was actually in the body living that lifetime. So I thought that was normal as I was growing up going to church, and I never talked about it to anybody. That's no reason to talk because you figure everybody else is seeing that. But anyway, it's enough of that. So this is what we're here to do now, is to help people for the ascension, the same thing that Jesus did. So what happens on this show at times, the light beings, which are these masters also, and I think somebody asked a question about light beings, and after the light ship leaves, who's going to make light beings? I think that was what the question was. Well, the light beings are made on the light ship, and they are the ones that normally will incarnate as masters, okay? Or they will stay in the light ship to do healings. But they, once they leave the light ship, if they do go into a full incarnation process and they change their status to be a being that wants to go out and experience the universe, they never go back as a light being. Then they're just like a regular spirit who goes out to the to experience what the divine has created. So basically that's kind of what the difference is. So light being will come down to help out. That's what you may want to call the ascended masters. And then from there they go back to the light ship because they're not going to be here through many, many incarnations as different types of people. So that may kind of help you out. Saint Germain was here, I think, for around 300 years. So he just stayed, you know, in his body, did not age typically, and left. But anyway, I hope that helps you out a little bit here. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, since we're talking about the light ship and we may have a few new listeners on tonight, can you just describe a little bit more about the light ship and about the whole subject and process of ascension? I know you have another ascension preparation call, the special four-hour once-a-month call coming up very soon. If you're listening, you might want to take a note of this because we actually announced a different time earlier, but that has changed due to Ron's traveling schedule. And the new date of the October 4-hour Ascension Preparation Call is going to be on Saturday the 11th. So make a note of that because that's coming up right around the corner. And Ron, can you just talk about the Lightship's Ascension mission and what this is all about?
Sure, yes. Our prophecies here, people have what they tune into, predictions, etc. Basically, they're talking about the year of 2012, at the end of the year in December. Whether or not that's true or not, I have no idea, because the light ship only works in the now, so they don't necessarily have preconceived dates. But it could be that time. I don't know. All that I know is that they wanted me to come out in February of 2005 to do these light ship healings, and from there they said they would be here helping me with this process for 2 years. And since the light ship only works in the now, they just sort of extrapolated that maybe doing the healings for the first 6 months would draw a big enough crowd that they would be able to do mass healings for everybody. So what we sort of thought would happen, which did not, but what we thought would happen would be we would have people coming and promoting the creation light ship. And I'd be out doing free healing sessions for everybody. Actually, I need to have some kind of promoter or somebody out there, but there's people out there who do have money and have a way to do this process, and I'd be out there just doing healings for everyone, maybe 1,000 to 10,000 at a time in auditoriums, getting ready for the ascension process. This is what the light ship thought. So they thought that because one person had a healing, they would tell their friend, and then their friend would tell someone else, and everybody would have a healing, and within 6 months would have, you know, a lot of people being awakened. Well, 2 years went by, and I thought, gee, this is kind of strange because it didn't really pan out that way. because the negativity is too strong here on this planet. The dark side controls it. And so I figured, well, we'll keep on going. So another year went by, and it'll be coming up 4 years this coming February. So anyway, that's kind of what's happening. The light ship does the what we call the universal shift. That's ascension for everything that the light ship created, and that's everything in the light frequencies, okay? And the light frequencies, basically what happens is everything gets turned off. So just think of a big power switch that the light controls, which gives life to everything that it created. It turns off that energy, and then everything is collected, we'll say, back to the light ship. And everything now is spiritual blueprints. So there's no physical forms. It's just blueprints of everything. And during the ascension process, everybody in the universe now, if it's like us, a conscious being, will be able to take their body with them to another dimension, we'll say, if you're able to bring your spirit fully into your body. And so the process is, well, like I see all the time, how much do you love your body? Are you willing to release the densities that your body has stored into it? Like what Jesus said, you want to kind of return back to innocence, become like a child. This is what he was talking about. You have to become that way to go into the kingdom. Well, what's the kingdom? That's back to the light ship, back to the divine. And then from there, you're able to have your spirit rematerialize your body's life form, if it can come into the body. And then remember, your spirit came into your body when you're being created, so it's all with you at that time, and then you're born and your spirit's with you 100%. So it's the same process. It's being like reborn again. So you have to be reborn of your spirit after the light ship turns on the universe of light, we'll call it that. And if your spirit can come into your body, then all of a sudden your body's awakened, and then you can go to another dimension of consciousness. Now the earth spirit is doing the exact same thing. It is leaving this spiritual blueprint, and it is not going to ever energize it again, because it does not wish to have this experience of this dimension, which we call 3D. The light ship has really no dimensions to it. Everything is created in light. It doesn't judge any of its creations, just that we call this 3D down here, okay? And so the earth spirit has chosen, in our terminology, to go to 8D. So it already created a spiritual blueprint. It's been very busy working on that. It was completed, I think, a year ago, last November. And so, basically, it's ready to go. It's just waiting. And in the process, what it's doing is taking itself out of its creation. If you noticed, things are changing on the planet. You can't look at what's happening too negatively on the surface here. Some people are really worried about different things that are happening and how humanity has polluted the planet. But remember, the planet won't be here if ascension time happens in 2012. So the main thing is for you to get prepared for that. And so what will happen is the blueprint of the earth will no longer be in existence by this earth spirit. If another spirit chooses to come in and take over and rematerialize the earth, it can do that, and you could have 100 or 1,000 spirits taking this blueprint and doing that. But it will not hold the physical life of your body on it, because your body only resonates with the earth spirit. You have that connection between you and the earth spirit with your body. This is why the earth spirit is allowing you to go to its next creation, because it can resonate with you. It doesn't change its frequency. Your spirit, once you're born off the light ship, you never change the vibration of your spirit. It's always the same. It doesn't increase because maybe you think you learn more, or you know, or you get more evolved. It's always identical. So because your spirit energized your body and is a part of it, it's going to allow you to go to its creation and re-energize you there. And this is what the ascension time is. So the whole process is, and there's so much misinformation out there on this here, it's unbelievable hearing these speakers talk about ascension. I just have to shake my head because it's actually so simple. I just explained it to you in the last 5 minutes. You probably all have it, understand it. Just know that, you know, your spirit leads. If your spirit can't, for some reason, energize your physical body, that's okay. Your spirit is going to another location because it will choose to reincarnate where it needs to, where it would like to. It's free choice. So that's how it works. So anything you want to add, Sylvia, that I could have missed?
Oh, that was such a wonderful explanation of it. I don't think you missed anything right now. Let's see. Well, let's just move on to a couple more questions or requests on the fast chat, because I think you just really covered it beautifully. Let's see. I'm looking at the fast chat. We have a question about is it possible, or let's see, first a question about the God plane versus the source energy as far as ascended masters go. Are there ascended masters that are on the God planes and source ascended masters? Are you there, Ron?
Yes, okay. The God plane was created by the extraterrestrials in duality. And they brought their teachings down here. And the teachings basically are that we need to evolve spiritually and that we learn by our, say, lessons. We're never whole and complete because the different religions always put something outside of yourself, okay? You can never reach that same status of energy because you're never worthy of doing that. And naturally, because you made mistakes in a previous lifetime, that would be karma, we'll say, you need to come back to make amends, to understand more about what you did in the past lifetime, to be able to evolve more spiritually. So it's like chasing your tail. And so these ETs brought us this here. This is why I have people look at the movie 10,000 BC, and you can see what kind of harm they have done here. So basically, the God plane, the masters initially came from the light ship as pure light energy. From there, they went into the term the Galactic Federation. Since I've been talking about the Galactic Federation, all of a sudden I see now on websites they want to kind of separate themselves from their information, and now they coin the word the Galactic Federation of Light. Well, it's, to me, it's all the same stuff. I'm not saying that all ETs are bad, but what I will say is that they're no longer, or they have not, up to this moment, since I'm talking right now, have actually come here to show their presence some way, or through their energetic transmissions of energy to help us out. So basically, I don't have any real hope for them helping us because they are not doing that at this time, and they haven't done it probably ever. So people who are waiting to have these energies come, I would not hold your breath for too long. So anyway, from there, we'll kind of go on. So the masters came down from the light ship, knowing that the mission was here to awaken people, to talk to them. And because the people would come into physical bodies here, at times it was hard to connect with people. And naturally, the energy, once you're evolved very high spiritually, the dark side tries to do whammies on you, we'll say, or take away your consciousness. But coming through the Galactic Federation, that was supposed to be their protection, much like what Jesus thought he was getting. And they came down, and they could do so much of their teachings, which was probably okay and good, but it was never completely correct. And so what happened was, because the Galactic Federation interfered with their teachings and change some of them, it was not pure light energy, which is what should have been here. And this is, so the masters would, I don't think any master here, Jesus came pretty close to holding complete integrity because he finally got connected to the light ship through the healings and stuff, but he was not protected by the light ship, because the Galactic Federation said, we're going to protect you. This is why, when he said on the cross, why did you forsake me? You know, he was talking to the Galactic Federation, or the Galactic Federation of Light, whatever word you want to use there, because his mission wasn't over. You know, he didn't have karma to where he had to say, I'm going to die at my given age where I died at. He was supposed to be here for probably about 15 years longer to educate people on ascension. This is why he came. He came to teach ascension. And he was killed because of that process of clearing people's bodies out, the same thing that we're doing on this show right now, the exact same type of healings, but now we have more to do because we have a denser body. But this is what he was doing, was showing them that they can release their density, the negativity, their judgments from the ancestors that are stored inside of them, releasing cellular genetic memory, so that they could take and have their spirit more in their body. This is the same process. So the question was, I guess, about the masters. Yes, they initially came from the light ship, and then they came into, like, the clearinghouse, the Galactic Federation, which is supposed to be for their protection, so they could come down here and do their spiritual teachings in 100% light energy, and the Galactic Federation failed them completely. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right, well, we just have a minute or two left, so we had some requests, and I think one of them was to bring in the energy of Melchizedek, Metatron, and Archangel Michael. So maybe that would be a wonderful way to end the show. I'm sorry that time just goes by so fast, and there's so many questions we don't have a chance to get to, but we will be back tomorrow, 9 p.m. Pacific time, on the air, and in addition to going to the lightship for a beautiful healing there, we'll have plenty of time, hopefully, to get to more of these questions. So I'll turn it over to you, Ron, to bring in those energies, and I'll just say blessings to everyone.
Okay, so we can go a little bit over. We can go till straight up on the hour. So we'll first bring in Melchizedek here, and we'll bring in the energy through the light beam. So if you wish to put the light beam up on your screen, bring it up. And I'll count to 10 as the energy comes in, and you can feel this beautiful presence of Metatron. Remember, these energies come directly from the light ship. So if you have used these yourself in the past, these energies also come through unknowing to you from the Galactic Federation. And the light ship pulled these energies from the Galactic Federation, I think, last Christmas or first part of December. And so all the archangels, all these masters, everybody that would come down normally through the Federation is no longer on this planet coming through them. They can clone those energies and make them look like this is who they are. So if you want to connect to the true energy, you don't want to ever use your mind to do this. So what you want to do and must do for your own protection is to go to your heart center and have your spirit tell you or have your spirit bring you those energies. So if you wish to bring in, say, Metatron into yourself, like we're doing right now, you must bring it in through your heart center. If it doesn't come into your heart center, you don't know what Metatron you're getting, or who Metatron is, or maybe what negative ET could connect to you. Remember, this is where those energies are. So you must go to your heart center, because they're no longer coming from the light ship into the Federation because they did not hold spiritual integrity. So here we go. Here comes Metatron. Open your heart up, and it will come in that way. Remember, your spirit will not allow darkness to come into its realm. It will close the heart chakra down completely if you try to bring in a dark energy. So here we go. It's going to come in from the light ship. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And I'll put some music on for everybody. And then we'll bring in Melchizedek. Take a deep breath. Feel the beautiful energy coming into you. Okay, here comes Melchizedek. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, here comes Archangel Michael. Remember, we'll come into your heart center. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Call this coming Tuesday if you wish to have some questions and answers answered by Robin Sylvie in Canada. The number is on the fast chat. It starts at 5:30 PST. And if you can't get on the fast chat, the phone number is 646-519-5800. I'll repeat that. 646-519-5800. And the PIN number that you connect with is 5303, and it's about an hour-long call. Hope to have you people on there. We won't have any healings. I will not be on the call, but Rob and Sylvia will talk to you and tell you about their healings, and if you have any questions on how the light ship may be able to help you, they're very well-versed, and they can give you a lot of information. So the light being will be energized here for the next half an hour. If you want to watch your clock exactly, at exactly half past the hour, the energy will leave the light being. So just watch it if you would. Stay in your heart. This is the only place where the light ship works. Divine energy is only in your heart center. And they have a wonderful evening. And hopefully you'll be on tomorrow night. We'll be on station one. And it'll start at the 9 o'clock PST, midnight back east. So see everybody tomorrow, possibly. It'll be Saturday night live on the light ship. So we'll do about a 15-minute light ship healing. Blessings to all of you, and have a very wonderful evening.
Blessings, everyone. Good night.
Good night.